Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
A lot of bad feelings, a lot of emotion in the middle of the Apple Cup and the Civil War. I am very curious to see how that manifests itself on Saturday in two really good football games that will be taking place. Jack Thompson is a former NFL quarterback. He is also the guy known as the Throwin' Samoan. Washington State, great. You know him. You've heard about him. You've watched him play. He is with us now to kind of talk about the Apple Cup and what is at stake. Jack, thanks for making time.
John, good to talk to you. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm trying to wrap my head around what's going to happen this weekend and what it's going to feel like. You know, a lot of emotion in that Washington State side of the rivalry of the Apple Cup. What does it feel like to you as this game approaches?
Well, I hate them. I hate the situation. I hate what the president of the University of Washington did. I thought it was just a terrible move. So I'm kind of biased. I'm not gonna hide anything. I'm rooting for the bees to kick the ducks' asses, and obviously I want the Cougs to do the same with the Huskies. It's personal.
Are the rest of the Washington State fans channeling that now? I know it's a tough ask at the neutral site with the ticket prices. And do you expect that the Cougar fans will show up? Jake Dickert coming out today and saying, hey, need you to be there.
Well, I hope the Cougs find the way to show up. There's a lot of anger in Cougar Nation. But, you know, it's all in how we choose to channel that anger. What's important is that, you know, they show up to back the Cougs. I don't care if we play for playing in Puyallup. If the Cougs are playing, Cougar fans need to show up, period. You know, the time of crying in your beer, that's in our rearview mirror. We got a game to win and a statement to make. I know Coach Dickert said after the Texas Tech game, you know, it wasn't a statement game. It was just another game. Or we beat another Power 5 team. This is not just another Power, 4 or 5 game. This is against the Huskies. And I hate, I'll repeat it, I hate what they did. It is just terrible where they threw, all that tradition, all the, the Pac-12 down the drain. So no way better to pay them back than to beat them. In Seattle.
Jack Thompson with us. Played college ball at Washington State and Pullman. Set a number of records, Pac-12, Pac-10 records, and went on to play in the NFL. Look, you sound like you want to put a uniform on.
Yeah. Well, if I did, it wouldn't last very long, and I sure as hell wouldn't be playing quarterback. My only chance would probably be play one play at linebacker to get a shot at somebody. There's a lot of anger there, John. I'm not going to hide it. Goodness gracious. I such short-sightedness in what UW and University of Oregon or whatever, University of Nike did. It's just terrible.
Give me an idea of what a victory would do. Because a victory doesn't put the conference back together. But in your mind, what does a win over Washington represent for the Cougars?
Well, from a 20,000 foot level, the way I look at it is that for each game for the Beavs and the Cougs, we're auditioning. We're auditioning for what could be the reconstituted, Pac-12, and the more we win, and ultimately making it to a bowl game or even making the playoffs, which would be great, it would help from an optic standpoint on the chances of reconstituting the Pac-12. The other reality is we're auditioning for possibly a merger. You hear all these rumors and you're the center of everything, in terms of, I look to you to, keep us posted what's going on. But, you know, a merger with the Big 12 or ACC or a derivation thereof, that's the reality. What we have to do, the Bees and the Cougs, we have to win. And you know, ideally win convincingly to show people that we belong. And I heard that the Texas Tech game, we drew over 1.2 million viewers. You know, that flies in the face of people saying, well, Pullman is the small market. That's BS. You know, that's where Washington State University is located. But our market is, you know, is reasonable. A lot of people love watching the Cougs, and not to mention the really diehard Cougs all over the country. And we draw well, as do the Beavers. You know, market's not Corvallis. It's wherever the Bees are and whoever likes watching Beaver football. And it's very short-sighted, you know, people. Hell, we draw a hell of a lot better than a lot of teams in the Big 12. So we belong. We just got to keep winning.
Yeah, and I was trying to explain it in the last segment that, you know, the schools get left behind and there's consolidation. You're top 25 football programs, and all of a sudden now you're outside of the top 50 as the world of college athletics looks at the Power Four. And so everything that you do now is you trying to get an opportunity to, hey, how many fans did you draw to the game? Hey, what are the TV ratings? Hey, you know, what did you do when you were matched up against, you know, Power Four teams? The way I look at the right. schedule, Jack, you know, if Washington State can beat Washington, the only other game that I look out on the schedule where I go, ooh, that's really dicey, is the Boise State game.
Boise State, correct.
And, I kind of think that Washington State is like, you know, two or three wins away from people going, could they be an at-large team in the college football playoff? But that's getting way ahead. Tell me what you right. see on the tell me what you see on the field. In week one against Portland State, week two against Texas Tech, you know, you're a football guy, you're a first-round pick in the NFL draft. Give us a scout on Washington State right now.
Well, the X factor for anyone who's planning to play against the Cougs, for me, it would be, you know, trying to scheme against number 10, John Mateer. He's a different Cougar quarterback. He has most quarterbacks that played at Washington State University. You got to be able to, you know, throw and throw effectively. John doesn't. He doesn't just throw. He's a hell of a runner. I swear he runs a 4.5, 4.6, but he runs effectively. And so, in air raid passing with when Leach was here, and this offense is, hails from the air raid. You spread the field. You make the defenders guard you, you know, the whole field. And you look for mismatches. But if you have a runner like John Mateer, well, that's nightmarish for a defensive coordinator, because you can guard effectively on the wide receivers and whatnot, but once he tucks the ball and he runs, he outruns defensive backs. And so that's what I really like that game. And if he continues to improve, it'll be hell on the defenses we face. On the defensive side, our defensive coordinator, Jeff Schmetting, was a defensive coordinator at Auburn. And he hailed from Eastern Washington and somehow found his way into the SEC. So this is his second year at D.C., and I see some really good things. Our scheme defensively, I'm going to wait until after the Husky game to really see how far along we've come, and because it's exciting what he's done on the defensive side.
The freshman running back Wayshon Parker, electric in the spring game. Interesting to see that translate to the regular season. What has he brought?
You know, I didn't hear that on John. Can you repeat that again?
Yeah, Wayshon Parker, the freshman running back, has looked fantastic in both the spring and in the early part of the season. What does he add?
Well, I think we're losing connection here.
All right. Jack, are you with us?
No, I can't hear you. Yes.
All right, great. Wayshon Parker, the running back, freshman running back, how has he looked?
Our freshman running back?
Yes.
He has something that I missed, Max Borgi. Ironically, he wears number 21, the same number of Max Borgi. What Max brought and this young man brings is that that speed. I mean, I saw him run for like an 78-yard touchdown and outrunning everyone. We haven't had that since Max Borgi. So I'm excited to see how he does. And I think he got dinged up against Texas Tech, but I think he's back.
Jack, a lot of emotion for Washington State. Your memories of the Apple Cup series, you know, against Washington, what memories do you have as a player who has played in this series?
Well, get my butt kicked, to be very candid with you. You know, every time we played them at would be our last game, and one thing we lacked at Washington State was depth on the offensive line side. We had really good specialists, wide receivers, tight ends, running backs, but we were shallow at the offensive line play, and by the time we got to playing the Apple Cup, Don James, he, on the other hand, had a lot of depth at the offensive line front and their defensive line, and they took full advantage of that. In other words, it was I took a beating, but that's okay. I kept on fighting, and though I went 0-3 against them, I think one game I threw for five touchdowns, but that wasn't enough because they scored seven.
Well, I'd love to get you back on maybe some point of the season as things continue. I really do think Washington State is going to win the game. I think, you know, of the two underdogs, I think they have the better shot and think they're built for it. But I am really fascinated to see what this game means to Washington. Do you get a sense? Do you think the Washington players understand what has gone down, or are so many of them new and unfamiliar that, you know, it's just another preseason game for them?
I don't know. It all depends on that coach of theirs. Depends on how he's preparing, you know, them. It's his first Apple Cup as well. Coach Frisch, I think his name is.
And, yeah, Jeff Frisch, yep.
But I will tell you one thing's for sure. Coach Dickert will have our guys teed up. I said this before. I've been a Coug for almost 50 years. And of all the, you know, head coaches that have come to Washington State, he's the best fit we ever had. And that's saying a lot. We've had Coach Price, Mike Price, Jim Walden, Jim Sweeney. But there's something special about Coach Dickert. He brings an energy, a passion that is palpable. And I've sat in a couple of his meetings, and the kids, they bought in hook, line, and sinker on the things that he's teaching, he's preaching. And I know that he'll have these guys ready to play.
Jack Thompson, you're the best. I appreciate you making time for us and joining us. Look forward to hearing how the game goes for you, but I think a lot of Oregon State fans feel like they're in solidarity with Washington State this week as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
well,
and I think vice versa.
Go Bees.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Go Bees, beat the hell out of the Ducks, and let's celebrate on Sunday.
There he goes. Jack Thompson, thank you. The Throwin' Samoan. Want your phone calls, your reaction to what you heard there. You did not mince words, Stephen. He came right on at the beginning. He said, I hate him. All right, 503-417-7575.